Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I do mean everybody, that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, I certainly want to say thank you for helping keep America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, plus delivering supplies down here to the Hurricane Ian zone where we need it at the southwest part of Florida, and also to our bulk mail haulers for keeping the mail moving along, Felix and the crew there. And our suicide jockeys for delivering the gas and delivering the diesel and also getting the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon truck drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, Captain's America, on all of the ones I just mentioned, Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things we have to offer. All right, well, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and oh, what a day it is. We've got the Democrats coming totally unglued as the polls continue to show that they're losing more ground. And I don't know who's more upset about this, whether it's the candidates or whether it's Charles Chucky Boy Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or who it is. What say you?
I think they're more upset about Elon Musk and Twitter right now. Than anything else. So we may be on the pathway to some restoration of the country. And the operative word is maybe right. On the pathway.
Right.
But, you know, you if you look at the tactics that the Democrats are applying, They're continuing with the nastiness.
Yep.
and they overlook the fallacies and the flaws and the unqualified candidates that they have that they put out there, including Fetterman.
Yeah.
So it's not a pretty situation here, but I think through all of this, a lot of these conservative candidates from Congress, or House seats, governorships, and whatnot, I think some of these Republicans are going to prevail. I think it's going to be a surprising, pretty exciting election evening.
Well, some of this is going on around the country between the Democrats and Republicans, or if you want to call it this way, the fascists and the conservatives, involves groups like Turning Point USA, where they actually had an event that had to be shut down after multiple attacks by leftist militants, and attendees were answered not by the UC Davis police, who were kept from intervening, but by a handful of counter-protesters ready for a fight. That, of course, was in Arizona.
Well, you know, that just tells you that what the tactics are. You know, not only has free speech been a problem over on Twitter, but mm-hmm. free speech has been a problem at the grassroots level. When you've got a volunteer working for Marco Rubio who's beaten up,
yep.
You know, we haven't heard one word from anybody like who? Val Demings? I haven't seen her say a thing.
Nope. Or the president.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those are the tactics that I'm speaking of. I mean, they're militant, and yet the FBI still comes after because the Department of Justice has told the FBI, you know, go after the conservatives, go after the Republicans, and they are still today.
Yep. That individual may very well lose the sight in one eye.
Right.
He's got to have his face reconstructed. I mean, come on.
Well, look, we still don't know about the leak from the Supreme Court. Okay?
Nope.
Nobody was charged with all the protests going on outside the Supreme Court justices' homes.
Nope.
It took the Democrats weeks to approve more money for security for the Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the Democrats don't care unless it's on, you know, their side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you at all. By the way, it should be pointed out that at a New Jersey school board meeting this past week, parents outraged over the district's transgender policy were told by the board's lawyer that it is not the right of the parents to determine the curriculum taught to their children at public schools. I beg to differ.
Well, I think the parents ought to start keeping their kids home from school.
You bet.
And the public school systems.
Yep, you bet. You bet. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Jeff is going to take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, hop on your camel named Clyde and take it away.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better. and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it right away, and this is a reminder that this segment, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, and Geico has been saving people money for going on 85-plus years, and they are currently the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers and counting. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, to get a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, on your insurance. And you can also get coverage while you're there for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car. That will lower your rate significantly. So give them a try. See what they can do for you. It's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can also find out where your agent is, if you don't already know, right there on that website, geico.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, diesel, I don't even know where to start. If we, for some reason, start running low on diesel and the trucks can't get out there and deliver, because the majority of the trucks that deliver this are diesel, not electric, we got a big problem coming.
The United States has about 20 days left. The United States has about 20 days left of diesel. And Jackie Heinrich, Fox News, asked Admiral Kirby yesterday in the White House press briefing about this very situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll have to take the question for the record. He had no idea. And then he went on to explain how the United States has been propping up European countries because of what they are going to face or what they are facing with fuel supplies going into the winter. He said nothing about the diesel in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
for home heating oil in the United States. So they're blown away. This tells you that this White House has no clue of what is happening. Now, understand, I've been harping on diesel now for probably 7 or 8 months. And the reason is, I keep saying, if this White House continues to attack fossil fuels, gasoline, we're going to face some consequences that are really unspeakable.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, don't stop diesel fuel. This country runs on diesel, ladies and gentlemen. Every single truck is a diesel truck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are those consequences when it comes to the supply chain? Well, everything. Trucks are making deliveries to hospitals, to grocery stores, to manufacturing, to restaurants. It's just not going to be good. I mean, this country will go into anarchy in about a week and a half when there is no more diesel fuel.
Yep.
Think about that. The consequences are truly unspeakable. As and I were sitting here discussing it last night, that and I did not know this, but home heating fuel is very similar to diesel fuel. They're kind of
correct.
Interchangeable. I had no idea about that.
That is correct.
I'm not even sure where the United States can go at this point to get diesel to make sure that the country doesn't run out. And we don't have a lot of time. We've got about 20 days left.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put this right up against Thanksgiving. It's a terrifying consequence, to be honest with you. It's terrifying.
Well,
restaurants will have to close because the food suppliers can't get there. And now we have a second union that is voting against this railroad strike thing. So I think that's supposed to be on November the 14th. So we're going to be out of diesel fuel, and we won't have the rail system working. We won't have trains. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just putting it out there. It's just not going to be pretty.
Well, I can think about this, too, because home heating oil, which, again, is very similar to what you get in terms of diesel in the trucks, could increase this winter by as much as 51% because of the lack of supply.
Well, that kind of goes without saying here. The delivery drivers are already rationing to those people up in the Northeast. They're already rationing the amount. They can't fill up their tanks. They're filling them up about, halfway right now.
Yep.
Europe is really in trouble. There are already long lines of people trying to get fuel. Germany is cutting down forests, trees. This whole green energy thing is exposing how vulnerable we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because of policies of these world leaders. Shameful on them. Shameful. I don't know how it can be fixed for people to get through this winter. I really just don't know how it can be fixed.
Okay, let's go over to the phone line. We have Mel in Saratoga Springs. Go ahead, Mel.
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Hi.
Yes, hi. If the DNC, the Democrat Party, is able to rig and steal this election, with what we have in our energy situation, economy situation, and all the treasonous acts that they have committed, this bastard in the White House and the DNC as a political institution will have to be physically removed. That's just my opinion. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't think the DNC is going to be removed, but they're certainly going to be changed.
Well, I think, Mel, the decisions coming out of this White House are in itself a threat to national security. Mm-hmm. They are the single threat. And I think that's kind of where Mel is headed with this thing. And the DNC is all in. I mean, this White House is getting their, all their lobbyists, all the pressure from all these progressives, these laptop liberals, as Senator Rubio calls them.
Mm-hmm.
For this country to go through another shutdown, ladies and gentlemen, and that into itself is because of these Marxists, these green energy, you know, people. That is, a threat isn't even the right word. It is, I don't even know what the word is. So I think that's really where Mel is headed, that these people need to be removed, impeached, recalled, mm-hmm. suspended, censored, what, you know, from the sublime to the ridiculous, from Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, last week, earlier this week, she was in Croatia.
Yeah.
What the heck is she doing in Croatia? Mm-hmm. You know, people like, do the Democrats really want Fetterman in their roster? I mean, really? Do they really want people like AOC on their roster? I mean, this is, and Chuck Schumer so I think that's really what Mel's trying to say here. These people are not doing anything positive for the country. Not a blasted thing.
Now, we heard something about Pennsylvania and from their acting Secretary of State. Her name is Lee Chapman, a Democrat, who this week told a local national public radio station that it's really important for us, meaning Pennsylvania, to get accurate information about the election process in Pennsylvania. Now, that delay, which is going to be, she's saying that there will be delays in counting the midterm elections next month. She said that delay will be because election workers cannot pre-canvass or count mail-in ballots before November the 8th, the date of the midterm elections. And I know that that's true in a lot of states, so they can't count the midterms. The mail-in until they have all the regular votes counted.
I don't know what their laws are, so I can't speak to the accuracy of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was that way for a long time in New York.
I think they could be rigging something.
Yeah.
Just some kind of putting out a warning.
Odd that we get that comment. So anyway, I'll let you go, and we'll talk tonight on the Weekend Edition. Have a great day on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she does it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist terrorists killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job in the aircraft industry, something that you can do for a number of years and make a lot of money doing it. Now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the website where it all starts out that you can find out things about is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, take a look at the website, become familiar with what it is they do and how they do it, and then get the phone number. Their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one or both of their locations and make up your mind which one you want to go to. Now, they have a location here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And then they have a location in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So whichever one works for you, You're going to be there for 14 months learning. And the only way that you do it for less than that is if you are already an aviation maintenance tech in the military, let's say, and you want to get certified in the civilian sector, which you can do. That's about a 4-week course or something like that. I think it's 4 weeks, either that or it's 3 months. I forget which it is that you recertify, take your military training and credentials, and then go and do it the expedited way. But however you do it, becoming an aviation maintenance technician with National Aviation Academy is extremely rewarding. So, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts, that's where you go to check them out. Phone number 800-659-2080. And again, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, if the Supreme Court were to end affirmative action, how would the military adapt? The officer corps already is markedly less racially diverse than the enlisted troops, and that gap may in fact widen as defenders of alternative action born. We'll see. I say if you're qualified, you get the job. If you're not, you don't, because there's been a lot of that, especially in the fire department. Don't know about police, but I can speak with personal knowledge of the fire department, where some people got promoted because of their ethnicity, because of their fact that they were a minority, and they had to have so many minorities, so they promoted them. And in at least two occasions that they were in charge of, and since they were in charge of, as the officers in charge, people wound up dying. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with everybody, but just the fact that one person had to die because of a stupid mistake made by somebody that did not have the experience and would not listen to the senior officers around them, that's not smart. But that's what happens when you do this affirmative action stuff. Instead of basing it upon experience and knowledge and training. That's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, the Army's expert skills badges are no walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination. And earning an expert badge is going to be harder with the proposed fitness test that they've got coming up. Military is going to change things around, basic training for the Army in particular. And we'll see how that plays out. And I think it'll be better. It's just my thought, but what do I know? Now, Boeing reported a nearly $3.3 billion loss in the third quarter of 2022, driven by a nearly $1.2 billion charge on the KC-46A Pegasus and problems with some other key defense programs. Of course, the Pegasus is the tanker, which they had some problems with, and they had to go back and fix them before they could be delivered, and that costs extra money, obviously. Now, U.S. service members are seeing little successes in making claims for medical malpractice against military hospitals and physicians under a law passed in 2020 that allowed them to file compensation claims. Only 2% of the medical malpractice claims filed by service members are having any action done on them. Only 2%. By the way, Vladimir Putin is monitoring the drills of the country's strategic nuclear forces involving practice launches of ballistic and cruise missiles. That is what they're doing right now. And then saying that, well, I'm not going to be launching any missiles. We're not going to be doing that. Okay. Then why are you practicing? I guess they just want to be good at it when they do it. Now, Russia is also reportedly trying to recruit former Afghan commandos to fight in the Ukraine. Many Afghan commandos who fled the country after the Taliban took power are reportedly now to be in Iran, Turkey, and elsewhere where they might be in an area where the Russians could recruit them and use them. We'll see. We'll see what happens. By the way, the body of an American man killed in August while fighting alongside the Ukrainian military has been returned to the Ukrainian custody by the Russian military. The young man's name was Joshua Jones. He was an American that was killed in Ukraine. And I don't know if you've heard this, but if America starts to blink, other nations might as well. So says one British member of parliament over the possibility of the U.S. cutting aid to the Ukraine. So we'll see what happens. Also, Russia's chaotic draft has left some out in the cold without gear. They got drafted, they're in the military, and they haven't got any gear. Oh, my goodness. Since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial troop mobilization for the war in Ukraine, independent media outlets, human rights activists, and draftees themselves have painted a really bleak picture about the Russian military and the supplies that they don't have to do their job with. Now, that's interesting. You get drafted, you're in the military. I suppose they've been through their basic training, but they don't have weapons, they don't have uniforms, they don't have bedding, they don't have any of the stuff that they would carry with them. Wow. Isn't that something? Well, I guess because you're from Russia, you don't need all that stuff, right? Is that what it is? Is that what it could be? I doubt that. I'm just being smart here. Now, we also need to be aware of the fact that there are other casualties in the Russian war, too, and those are the Ukrainian people. Because Russia keeps targeting civilian targets, and that has got to stop. All right, I'm coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with their Acura dealership located here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, remember, Moss Family Automotive and all of their dealerships have the You Serve, You Save program, which is why they get customers from all around the country. Many states don't do this, but they sure do here in Florida with Moss Family Automotive. If you serve, you save. It's that simple. Now, that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're an EMT or whether or not you're a firefighter or whether or not you're a police officer, active or retired, as well as church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle that you're looking to buy, whether it's new or whether it's certified pre-owned. Now, don't forget, they also have Moss Care. Moss Care, of course, gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And all you got to do is go to mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website. Fill out an application, do whatever. Set up an appointment, and tell them your captain sent you. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. And you're going to love it. I mean, you are going to love it. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Joe Biden and company got all excited yesterday because they had some financials come out. And we were told that the U.S. economy rebounded in the third quarter. But, of course, there are still signs of consumer demand cooling off. Now, the GDP grew at a 2.6% annual rate from July to September, reversing six months of decline. Most of the growth was driven by exports, as Americans spent less on imported goods, while international demand for U.S.-made products improved. Now, the housing investments and consumer spending slowed, suggesting overall demand is shrinking, and that's something that could signal an economic slowdown on top of whatever it is we're having right now. Now, the latest data suggests a recession is probably not imminent. However, the Federal Reserve is still likely to continue hiking interest rates to cool inflation. What say you?
Well, it wasn't just that. It was also the fact that the stronger dollar also helped with the export issue. You're also dealing with the fact that government expenditures also led to the higher GDP number. If you look at your consumer spending, you're right, it was down, whereas services spending was up, but it was actually not growing at the pace that it had in the past. And most people kind of believe this is kind of a one-quarter anomaly when it comes to the overall economy. And, again, all you need to do is take a look at some of the earnings, some of these companies that are coming out right now. In particular, you had Amazon's numbers come out yesterday, and they're predicting a fourth quarter where they might not make any money at all. And again, you know, barometer of what the consumer is doing. I think Amazon's a pretty good barometer of that.
Now, Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, told his Instagram followers that he had lost $2 billion in one day, but he's still alive.
I haven't been following. I mean, I know it's out there, the drama going on with him and the companies that he's, you know, does business with this clothing line and whatnot. It's a lot of static to me. I mean, a lot of it is just a bit of a distraction. I really don't pay much attention to what Kanye's doing.
Yeah, it is rather interesting to a certain degree. Now, Joe Biden says the halted student debt bailout checks are going to be sent in 2 weeks.
Not necessarily. I mean, again, it depends on what the courts are going to do. I didn't hear the president say that. Was that yesterday when he was in Syracuse?
Yes.
He made a fool out of himself yesterday up there. He's starting to remind me of Abe Simpson from the television show The Simpsons. He's an angry old man yelling at a cloud. He's just like yelling things out that make no sense. He's actually getting called out by the very friendly Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Claiming that when he took office, gasoline was at $5 a gallon.
Not true.
Republicans cut Social Security. He's just making things up at this point. I'm making an utter fool out of himself. Mm-hmm. But again, media's not going to call him out on any of these things, but I mean, it's just patently absurd.
The national average for the price of gasoline when he took office, the day he was sworn in, was $2.12 a gallon. It had already gone up from $1.87 a gallon on election day when he got elected to $2.12 because they believed that he was going to do all the things he said, cut back on fossil fuels and this, that, and the other, and go green. So that's what happened. That's why it went up.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that much I know, and that much I can prove. And he said it was $5 a gallon. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, listen. You know, I don't even know if he knows what he's saying at this point in time. It's hard to tell. You know, it really is. I don't think he knows right now. And again, you know, this is on the world stage. You're president of the United States, and quite frankly, it's a bit of embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Now, a watchdog has called on the IRS to probe the George Soros-backed group that originally sued Ron DeSantis and the IRS audit Alianza Americans, whoever they were. This is apparently George Soros' group. I never heard of them before. Have you?
No, I'm not even familiar with the story.
Okay. Well, it came. It's just a story that came out from Newsmax. So
they're suing for what?
That Sue DeSantis, conservative demanding IRS audit, because they said that he had something going on here that was not right about his fundraising. They didn't care about that.
His fundraising. Oh, okay. I get this. And right now, you don't want to count your, like the proverbial count your chickens before they hatch, but, the way polling is going right now, and it looks good for the Republicans, it's going to, I don't like the fact that I feel like it's going to get real ugly, and there's going to be a lot of bombs thrown over the next couple of weeks, and a lot of nastiness coming out. And I hope not to see that, but it's just like I'm almost fearing it to some degree, the type of things that are thrown. And we've seen this happen before and made up stories. I mean, remember we go back to, George W. Bush and the fake but true documents story there with Dan Rather.
Yep.
Who knows what they're going to throw out at any point in time. So, I'm dreading the next couple of weeks when it comes to politics.
Well, they're saying most of the growth was driven by exports as Americans spent less on imported goods while international demand for U.S.-made products improved.
Oh, you go back at GDP?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because there's a lot of that is dollar issue as well, because you got to also remember that oil is priced in dollars. So there's a lot of conversion there, and obviously that helped in regards to the whole trade deficit. But again, a big part of the entire number also was the increase in government spending.
Well, also housing investments and consumer spending has slowed dramatically, suggesting overall demand is shrinking, something that could signal an economic slowdown.
In particular, that number isn't even up to date when showing how slow the housing market is getting. And again, there's some talk that you probably see about a 20% correction in home values over the next 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about Charlie Schumer on a hot mic talking to Biden, saying that the Georgia Senate race was going downhill for the Democrats?
I don't know. Maybe he's looking for some of his money. Biden's ahead of the party, looking to funnel more money into that race. I think that might have something to do with it. Who knows? Like I said, I'm fearing the next couple of weeks because it's going to get ugly.
Well, you and I are going to be on top of it for sure, and I'll be talking to you on Monday, and we'll go back at it again. So have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the weather.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over to his website. And by the way, his program on the weekend is heard on many of these same stations. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Check it out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.